This is Vatican News.
Just 2 days after Britain split from the European Union, it has already clashed with the EU over a post-Brexit trade deal. Prime Minister Boris Johnson insists he need not sign up to the bloc's rules. At the same time, Brussels warns of tariffs and quotas unless he does. Stefan Boss reports.
Good morning, everybody. Good morning, everybody. Good morning.
Shortly after Big Ben bonked his nation out of the European Union, Britain's Prime Minister Boris Johnson was welcomed to explain his vision for future relations with the EU amid tensions. He spoke in the Painted Hall at the Royal Naval College at Greenwich, where grand 18th century paintings celebrate Britain's prosperity and naval power. Johnson made clear that there was, in his words, no need for a free trade agreement to involve accepting EU rules on competition policy, subsidies, social protection, the environment, or anything similar, any more than the EU should be obliged to accept UK rules. And he said,
"We want a thriving trade and economic relationship with the EU, our historic friends, partners, neighbours, and I shall today be tabling a parliamentary statement spelling out our objectives. I want to lay one myth to rest. We will not engage in some cutthroat race to the bottom."
But the European Union's Brexit negotiator Michel Barnier made clear that Britain should realise it hasn't the same rights as remaining EU members. Britain, he said, should accept conditions as part of a future trade deal with the EU.
"First, we need to make sure competition is and remains open and fair. We have already agreed with Prime Minister Johnson that our future partnership will prevent, and I quote, unfair competitive advantages. We must now agree on specific and effective guarantees to ensure a level playing field over the long term."
Barnier also stressed that a free trade agreement must include a deal on fisheries that would give reciprocal access to waters, and conditions on these must be established by July 1st, 2020. Trade talks will begin in March. After criticising his predecessor Theresa May's approach in negotiating a divorce deal with the EU, Prime Minister Johnson is striking a much tougher tone. For Vatican News, I am Stefan Bos, reporting.